Viktor Yanukovych, the then president of Ukraine, met with UN Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton in December when he had been expected to sign key trade and political agreements with the European Union. But to the dismay of many Ukrainians, Mr. Yanukovych turned down the deals on the advice of Russian President Vladimir Putin, who had tempted the former president with the promise of cheap gas. With large amounts of Russian gas Ukraine burns through every year, the deal seemed like a good one for Mr. Yanukovych. But since he was ousted amid massive protests in February, Russian gas has become more of a punishment than an enticement. Earlier this month, Alexei Miller, the chief executive of Russia's gas giant Gazprom, agreed with Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev to impose a 44% increase in the price of gas sold to Ukraine. With the price boosts, Ukraine now owes Gazprom $2.2 billion. If Ukraine continues not to pay its bills, and without outside help, it cannot, Gazprom can cut it off. This is potentially bad news for Europe, says Anthony Froggatt, a senior research fellow with Chatham House. He says Russia will likely continue to use gas as a political tool.
The Russian economy is very heavily dependent on energy. And so if it no longer sees a political and economic benefit from supplying Ukraine gas at lower prices, then it will increase it. And so in some ways that is the political changes that we've seen in Europe over the last couple of months.
But this time the threat is not as ominous as it was during price disputes in the winters of 2006 and 2009. European countries have since found other options for meeting their energy needs, and in any case, will not rely on Russian gas in the summer months. And though most European countries refill their storage facilities at this time, those facilities are likely well-stocked after this past mild winter.
The previous sort of Ukraine gas crisis in 2006 and 2009, there was a different situation because A, it was in winter, B, the EU as a whole was more dependent on Russian gas, and C, more of that Russian gas came through Ukraine. It's now been more of it's diversified, so it goes around Ukraine.
Russia must also consider the cost to its own economy of withholding gas exports, which provide its most important source of revenue. Whatever Mr. Putin's ambitions, most analysts seem to agree he will think twice about jeopardizing that revenue. Mary Mata, VOA News, London.